Fluxus, estrategias en comunicación, presenta.
Abre la puerta y entra en punto.
Punto de jazz con Glass.
Welcome everyone, here we are in Punto de Jazz con Glass, Point of Jazz with Glass, and we are going to talk about a very nice and experimental CD. I heard it and it had lots of surprises for the audience, and for sure you're going to find that it is a colliding expression of several styles. And for that matter, we have here Angel and Crane. We're going to talk to Simon Angel and Tommy Crane about the CD of the same name. Guys, very welcome.
Hello. Nice. Yeah, thanks for having us.
How you doing, man?
Fine, very welcome, guys. A pleasure to have you here. Guys, let's start with Himalayan Dialogue.
It started kind of is a piece where we kind of use some of our other instruments that we draw from a little bit. So I have a keyboard in my setup as well as the drums, and it kind of just started as a bit of a loop. And I would start with a loop on the keyboard, and then Charlotte and Simon and myself started improvising over top of a loop that I set up. And yeah, as far as inspiration, I mean, it was a lot, like all the tunes on the record, they came from spontaneous improvisation.
It's all like every piece on the record, it's all based around improvisations that we had recorded previously and then kind of chopped up and, you know, did our thing with after.
Okay, let's enjoy Himalayan Dialogue with Angel and Crane here at Punto de Jazz con Glass.
We'll be right back.
Guys, let's talk about a very interesting and very unusual name. Number two on the CD. What is the inspiration for it?
Spring Jugend.
This piece for us was kind of a bit of an ode to Simon and I's love for the German krautrock movement music, or kind of like a jazz psychedelic rock movement that happened in Germany and kind of came into evolution, I guess, in the mid to late 70s. Simon actually brought in this bass line that he's playing on the piece, and the title just kind of felt like it made a lot of sense. I used to travel in Germany quite a bit, and one day I saw a sign in an old Eastern German town that said swing dancing forbidden, like a sign from Second World War. So in any case, the title just felt kind of fitting because it's kind of an ode to that movement. And
it's a swing youth. It's like the young people who are illegally having these illegal parties swing dancing.
Let's enjoy then history inspiring music and giving us a part of our heritage worldwide in order to enjoy Swing Jugend here at Punto de Jazz con Glass.
We'll be right back.
Guys, have you ever been inside a mine?
Yes, I have.
Okay, explain to me, where are you finding yellow diamonds, please?
It wasn't in this mine. This was an asbestos mine that I was in, but there's definitely no yellow diamonds. That title, I don't, the title itself kind of came, I don't know, that one was a bit of a random one. I thought it was just more the imagery of it that I thought was nice. It well with the piece itself. That was a piece that, again, was sort of like almost like Swing You Again too. Is weird, like reverse engineered in a way. That it started with kind of a guitar and drum thing, and we added bass and other like flourishes after the fact. So, but I mean, like, again, once again, like all the pieces, it all comes from these big swaths, improvisations that could have lasted, you know, upwards 20 minutes to an hour, and then we just cut out parts that we liked in them and then kind of put them, mash them up together, and kind of just built these pieces around it. So in this piece in particular, I guess I found the, like I said, the imagery of a yellow diamond, which is the second most precious diamond, I think, if I remember correctly, next to the white diamond. So I felt white diamond felt a bit too obvious, and it didn't convey the colors of the song itself. But, yeah, that's it. That's how I would explain that.
Fantastic. Let's enjoy Yellow Diamond here at Punto Diaz con Glass, Angel and Crane.
En un momento regresamos aquí a Punto de Jazz con Glass.
Así suena una cerveza común. Así suena Lounge King Beer. Lounge King Beer, el placer de la cerveza.
¿Quieres mejorar la productividad de tu compañía, pero piensas que el costo es muy elevado? Descubre cómo lograrlo con soluciones de data management a tu alcance con RCM Software. Comienza hoy mismo la transformación de tu empresa y conquista tus objetivos. Da valor empresarial a tus datos con nuestro Business Intelligence y nuestra analítica avanzada centrada en Machine Learning. Conoce cómo hacerlo entrando a rcm.es o inteligo.mx.
eMediaApp es la herramienta que te permitirá conocer a la audiencia de tu radio, saber qué gustos musicales tienen, cómo piensan, analizar su comportamiento y así mantenerlos felices, incrementando la cantidad de tus oyentes. Además, contarás con tu propia aplicación para Android y iOS y tu sitio web personalizado con streaming incluido. Todo en un solo lugar. Comienza hoy tu prueba gratuita. eMediaApp, tu audiencia conectada.
Fluxus, estrategias en comunicación en alianza con Fusion Radio. Genera contenidos para plataformas digitales. Conócenos www.fluxus.com.mx.
Intelligo, información y estrategia. Hacemos que sus ideas se hagan realidades tangibles, convirtiéndolas en éxitos rentables.
Con nosotros,
sus estrategias son más. Visite www.intelligo.mx
y descubra cómo podemos apoyar.
Intelligo.
Me duele mucho, mamá.
María, Regina no se siente bien y nuestro médico no está en el país.
Busca en Ubicadoc, ahí encontrarás médicos de todo el país y de todas las especialidades. Seguro encuentras alguno que incluso haga telemedicina.
Ya no aguanto.
¡Ya! ¡Listo! Ya programé la cita por videollamada. Y ya que Regina esté mejor, iremos a su consultorio y la revisará en persona.
Ubicadoc, la ayuda a encontrar médicos a la medida de su salud. Solución disponible en internet y en aplicaciones para sus dispositivos móviles, iOS o Android.
Ubicadoc.
Regresamos a Punto de Jazz con Glass.
Let's go to theme number 7 and 8. And I think these themes have to be played together because to me, they look like an introduction and the ending of the theme.
You know, which is the strait between the Gaspésie Peninsula and the Fantastique Island of Quebec. That piece is really kind of cool because that was just basically Tommy playing drums and synth at the same time. We did this sort of very kind of angular, you know, jagged beat slash melody on fifth. So then I painstakingly learned everything he did after as well as I could and then recorded it in fifth on top, and I created this short little, yeah, I guess like introduction. It's a short piece, like in what, a minute, 20 seconds. And then as if that coming after it does make sense, and it's energy. That's where we got Sarah Rossi to come in, and she spent a day with all of our guests. The way we did is we invited them for half a day, basically maybe like 4-hour session or something. Each, well, actually with Charlotte we did a full day, but anyway, we invited different guests to come in and just basically improvise with us. Tommy, you had a good way of putting it at one point about, like, forget how you said it, maybe you can take over here, but like us being a backing band to these guests.
Yeah, that was kind of something we had talked about because given that everything was improvised, we were like, when we'd bring the guests in, we were like, okay, you guys are kind of the leader and we're the backing band for you for this improvisation. Yeah, Sarah's really, I feel like she was really leading
us through it. And inspiring us.
Each of the guests really brought like a singular voice.
Girl Sarah was taking the lead, guys, by any means.
Yeah, they really are. We gave them
True. Yes.
We gave them the role to take the lead as well. It was very much like, this is, you know, we're your band now. That was kind of the concept. Yeah. You know?
Let's enjoy freedom and leadership by listening to Angel and Crane with the themes Honguido and Hesa Fredrik here at Punto de Jazz con Glass.
We'll be right back.
There's always something delicious when we are in a cafe or in a restaurant, but for sure, sometimes we have to request for salt. Salt, Juan, what is the inspiration for it?
Okay, I actually have to look it up because I don't remember exactly what it stood for. But it has nothing to do with actual salt. It has to do with a treaty, an agreement that was made, an arms treaty that was made between, I don't even remember which countries now. It was something that was done in Austria, I think. It was an arms treaty to basically the strategic arms limitation talks, rounds of bilateral conferences and corresponding international treaties involved the United States and the Soviet Union. Basically, that's what it was. So those, that name came about was I was just kind of looking for inspiration for names, and I fell upon that because that treaty was done on my birthday, the first one at least. So I fell upon that date and I thought it was poetic.
Turn. Our thoughts, the limitation of our thoughts with the theme Salt One here at Punto de Jazz con Glass. Angel and Craig.
Thank you.
guys, this next title is kind of a movie title for a horror movie or something dystopic. Subsequent flooring.
I will say, Simon, he's great with titles. I think.
But, I think we should. Pretty good. I think this is new.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's always very hard to title instrumental music. You know, there's no literary to hook on to give you some kind of direction. But you, Tommy, you're the one who kind of inspired the, we're kind of thinking what a general theme for the whole record would be. You kind of had the environmental consciousness, I guess you can call it. I don't know if that's the word you use exactly, but that's sort of like, the inspiration to jump off on. It felt like a really good one. And it really helped also with the artwork that Tracy did, Tracy Maurice, that she kind of took that theme, that environmental theme, and that's made these beautiful images that like, go along with it. You know, somewhat abstract music. So like subsequent flooding basically, there's in the last couple of years here in Quebec, there's been some crazy floods. And I don't know if that news has gotten outside of Canada, but in the springtime. And this is obviously directly linked to global warming and the state of our planet. But you see it. You see it all over the world, everything that's happening. It's the subsequent flooding that happens after all the shit that we've been doing, basically.
Well, let's try to avoid the flood and enjoy knowing how the weather can inspire music. Here, A Punto de Jazz con Glass by Angel and Craig. Subsequent flooding.
En un momento regresamos aquí, a Punto de Jazz, con Glass.
Así suena una cerveza común. Así suena Lounge King Beer. Lounge King Beer, el placer de la cerveza.
¿Quieres mejorar la productividad de tu compañía, pero piensas que el costo es muy elevado? Descubre cómo lograrlo con soluciones de data management a tu alcance con RCM Software. Comienza hoy mismo la transformación de tu empresa y conquista tus objetivos. Da valor empresarial a tus datos con nuestro Business Intelligence y nuestra analítica avanzada centrada en Machine Learning. Conoce cómo hacerlo entrando a rcm.es o inteligo.mx.
eMediaApp es la herramienta que te permitirá conocer a la audiencia de tu radio, saber qué gustos musicales tienen, cómo piensan, analizar su comportamiento y así mantenerlos felices, incrementando la cantidad de tus oyentes. Además, contarás con tu propia aplicación para Android y iOS y tu sitio web personalizado con streaming incluido, todo en un solo lugar. Comienza hoy tu prueba gratuita. Nvidia, tu audiencia conectada.
Fluxus, estrategias en comunicación en alianza con Fusion Radio. Genera contenidos para plataformas digitales. Conócenos www.fluxus.com.mx.
Intelligo, información y estrategia. Hacemos que sus ideas se hagan realidades tangibles, convirtiéndolas en éxitos rentables.
Con nosotros,
sus estrategias son más. Visite www.intelligo.mx
y descubra cómo podemos apoyar.
Intelligo.
Me duele mucho, mamá.
María, Regina no se siente bien y nuestro médico no está en el país.
Busca en Ubicadoc, ahí encontrarás médicos de todo el país y de todas las especialidades. Seguro encuentras alguno que incluso haga telemedicina.
Ya no aguanto.
¡Ya! ¡Listo! Ya programé la cita por videollamada. Y ya que Regina esté mejor, iremos a su consultorio y la revisará en persona.
Ubicadoc. La ayuda a encontrar médicos a la medida de su salud. Solución disponible en Internet y en aplicaciones para sus dispositivos móviles, iOS o Android.
Ubicadoc.
Regresamos a Punto de Jazz con Glass.
Guys, let's go to the very first theme on the CD, Twin Machines, very much sci-fi.
That tune is more of a literal title, I think, because it's based on a drum loop that I set up that's pre-programmed, and then we manipulated it a little bit in post-production, but essentially the jumping off point for that piece is the human and the non-human element, so playing with the drum machine, and Simon, when he joins in, he's sort of creating like this beautiful sonic backdrop to all the rhythm, so it's a little bit of a juxtaposition.
I'm gonna say that in my mind it has sort of like, you know, the classic robots taking over.
Twin Machines by Angel and Crane is what we're listening to. guys, let's travel to space. On Earth, what happened there? What is the trouble?
This was a pretty, you know, this is a, again, you know, talking about titles, not easy to title instrumental abstract instrumental music, but this one felt appropriate, the name, because it was basically, we had already done an improvisation, Tommy and I, weeks before, and we brought that to the studio in New York, and we just gave it to Charlotte and said, play over it, you know? So basically the idea of us unearthing what we had done before that otherwise might have been thrown out and having somebody breathe new life into it. Yeah, and she did a beautiful job. And it's funny, that piece, she actually improvised for about a half an hour over the whole piece. And then what we ended up keeping was the last 2 minutes of that improvisation. And it's a really, I think she did such a beautiful, you know, just brought it somewhere completely else that I never could have imagined it going. Very grateful. Thank you, Charlotte, for that.
Thank you to all the team, the production team, you guys, the musicians. And let's go traveling outside our planet. On Earth, here at Punto Jazz con Glass, Angel and Crane. Guys, you're traveling very, very slowly. Why did you take 8 years to Okuma?
This is, again, going back to our planet. Basically, Okuma, this is where the, what's it called? The nuclear meltdown in Japan. But basically, 8 years is how long it will take from when it happened until people can live there again, so it can be inhabited. As opposed to Chernobyl, which is a much, much, much longer time for anybody to live in the area. That's where the title comes from. As for the piece itself, what do you guys say about it?
I'd say it's, again, a pretty loop-based improvisation that maybe came from a larger piece. Simon, I can't completely remember. We recorded like
so
40 hours of material, and what you hear in the end here is like a lot of sifting through things and editing. But I seem to remember it was more at the beginning stages of making the record. I feel like we almost had three different styles of pieces that evolved. Like more of kind of like the charge, almost like energetic kind of groove-based stuff, and then this kind of fell into maybe a second category of more of an ambient soundscape type of improvisation. So there are a few elements of that on the album.
When I was listening to the recording, that's the sensation that it was giving to me.
Nice.
Some sci-fi equation. It is pretty much movie-oriented, if I may say so. And the sensation is on it, you know? Something's going on behind the music. It doesn't look like it at the first time, but indeed, it's a very reflective city, you know?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Let's enjoy then the travel of 8 years to Okuma. And let's take a little reflection about what we have been doing as human beings.
Yeah.
Guys, we are going to close the show with the last name, 2000 Decay. What is the inspiration for it?
Hey, Glass, do you want to try to guess?
I was thinking about how much human being has been destroying the Earth.
Yeah, you're on the right track. So I alluded to it before. Basically, 2000 decades, 20,000, which equals 20,000 years, is how long it's going to take before anybody can live near the Chernobyl meltdown site, Pripyat. So as opposed to, as opposed to the last big nuclear meltdown in Japan, somehow it's a blip compared to the literal 20,000 years we can have to wait until people can live near, safely, because there are people that live in Pripyat. There's a documentary that people who just said, screw it, I'm going to go live by this Chernobyl site. But anyway, that's 2,000 decades until it's time to be able to actually populate the area again. And that's a fucking tragedy.
Horrible thing to talk about, but even from the horror, we as human beings can do creative things like composing music, like in this case you did, guys. And it is a very interesting and a wonderful experimental recording. Congratulations on it.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad it's getting out into the world. Getting some ears on it. Really makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be quite a surprise here in Mexico City because we listen to a lot of things here. So for sure the city is going to be very welcome.
Excellent. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being with us today, guys. We're going to close the show with Angel and Crane, the theme, 2000 Decades. Lots of reflections to do with Disney. And let's enjoy the night. Have a wonderful night.
Nice.
Thanks for having us, Glass.
Gracias. My pleasure.
regresa cuando quieras. Aquí estará siempre. La sala de sesiones de
Punto de Jazz
con Glass.
Lo que acaban de escuchar fue presentado por Fluxus. Estrategias de comunicación.